She did this again and 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 one more again. She was out there for hours. Hours. But unbeknownst to Femi, there was somebody watching her. And that person could not be silent anymore. And that person said to Femi, "What are you doing? Do you know you are wasting your time, right? It's not going to matter. Do you see how many that are out here? You can't save them all. It doesn't matter, and you're not making a difference." Femi did not know this person. And she looked over, and clearly the person was older than she was. Femi was on the eve of adulthood, you know? And she respected her elders. But she also was taught by her family to speak up for herself and speak truth to power. So she turned to the stranger, trying to think of what to say. And to be respectful, right? But in that moment, there was another starfish just a few inches away. So she picked it up. She turned it over. And this one was a little soft and sticky when she tickled the bottom. So she walked back toward the sea and she placed that starfish in the sea. And you know what happened, right? Yeah. Yeah. The starfish began to swim. Femi turned to the stranger and said, she said, "It matters to that one." Made a difference with that one. Now you might think the story ends there, right? And if you've heard this story before, you probably heard it end right there, right? But it didn't end there. The stranger watched Femi for several minutes more. Then the stranger started picking up starfish too. Yeah. And when it was hard and dry, what do you think the stranger did with it? You think the stranger put that hard and dry starfish in a pocket or something? No, a stranger walked over to Femi and gave it to her. And when it was a little soft and sticky, you noticed what the stranger did, right? Yep. Went over to the sea and tried to save it. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But in silence, without saying anything, the stranger and Femi spent the next several hours saving as many as they could. I share this with you. Because, you know, in challenging times, we all try to do our part. And sometimes our part is enough. And sometimes it's not. And others may not see the point in what we're doing. And may even ridicule us. Let not that criticism stop